Well, this week is Fire Prevention Week, and that means the Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department's Fire Prevention Parade is coming up this Saturday. They've got a lot of things going on this week, not just the parade, plenty of other things happening to help mark the occasion. We're going to talk about that this morning. Tom Cappell is a captain with the Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department in with us this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me this morning, Jim.
Yeah, appreciate it. You guys do a lot. It's not just a Fire Prevention Week thing. Fire prevention, awareness, smoke detectors, all these kinds of things. I mean, you're preaching this all the time, right?
It's a year-long process that we do and just try to get everybody to, do the right thing when it comes to fire and you know, kids not starting them and what they need to do in case they do have a fire.
Yeah, we talk so much about prevention and everybody thinks, you know, it'll never happen to me. The odds are so slim. But you stand out there fighting fires in people's homes, apartments, businesses, what have you. You do it from time to time. It's part of the job. And you watch and see just exactly how it can change people's lives.
That's right. You know, some people lose everything. Some people, you know, we get there quick enough that we don't have a lot of property loss. But it's not just what people do. You know, it can be electrical anymore. It can be, there's so many things, kitchen stuff, appliances. So it's not just the kids that, you know, something happens or somebody drops a cigarette here or whatever, somebody accidentally lights a fire. It's stuff that you don't plan on happening, you know, is the big ones.
Well, we're pretty good about overloading some of the circuits that we use electrically too, I'm sure.
Yes, that's a big one anymore is appliances, outlets, starting behind the wall. And the thing is you don't know it until it's going good. And then that's, you know, when things happen. So,
mm-hmm. Well, and it always seems to happen at off times, odd hours. It never happens when we're all home awake and looking around. It's always in the middle of the night or something like that. You know, those kinds of things. You just don't plan for those things, but you can plan to combat those things. And that's the point of this week, Fire Prevention Week. And I know we want to talk a little bit about the parade, so let's hit that up here first, then we'll talk about some other things. This Saturday, coming up again, and you got a lot of the popular attractions back.
Yes, we should have a really nice parade, and it sounds like the weather's going to be decent for us. So the parade does start at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. And anybody who would like to be in the parade, you're more than welcome to. Anybody, you don't have to enter or anything like that. You just go down to 3rd and Olive, and the guys will direct you down to the parade route where we line up. And it's starting to set up really nice. We've got the bagpipes back this year, and we've got a color guard that's going to be leading the parade for us this year. We have the honor flight, and the vets are going to be the head of the parade this year. And so we've got a great deal there, and I've got we've got the bands back, the drill and drum corps. We've got the Icerettes out of Des Moines, which haven't been here for quite a few years. And then we've got a new band, drill and drum corps team, that's coming out of Omaha, that is the Green Valley Baptist Church. So it should be a great night of entertainment.
Yeah, the bagpipers were so popular last year, they came through twice.
Yeah, those guys come from out in Nebraska, and they do a great job for us, and it's nice to have them in the parade. And it'll be really nice to have them leading the vets and the honor flight guys for us this year.
Where else are you going to see bagpipers here?
They're just neat to watch. It's amazing once they start warming up down there. It's amazing the sound, and it's just really nice.
You bet. And your theme this year?
Our theme is Working Smoke Alarms Save Lives. Test yours every month.
We're not very good about that, are we?
No, this is, our big push is once a year to get everybody to do it is during this week. The guys spend a lot of time at the schools and the younger kids, the preschools, taking the kids to the fire department, you know, doing the stop, drop, and roll, letting them know what the sound is. So if we do have a fire, the guys dress up in their fire gear and they got their air packs on, so it's something that they can familiarize with if it ever does happen. And this is the week that we really get to touch those kids and say, you know, this is, go home, tell your parents to check the batteries and the smoke detectors, because everybody forgets about it. I mean, it's just something everybody forgets about. Until you hear one chirping in the middle of the night, You don't think about it. So make sure everybody checks their smoke detectors this week, and just go ahead and replace all the batteries. It's easy to do. While you're thinking of it, replace them all, then you don't have to worry about it.
You know, that's the thing, too. They always chirp at odd hours. It never happens, you know, again, during waking hours. But when you get one that chirps, we all know how frustrating that is, because then you've got to go take care of it, but you've got to identify which one it is first.
That's, you and I were talking a little bit ago. It's funny because you go down and you're creeping around in your house because you can never figure out which way it's coming from. So, but yes, everybody make sure you check your smoke detectors, replace batteries this week, and we'll make sure that the kids try to remind the parents.
Yeah, so I guess the bottom line is, if you change them all at the same time, when one chirps, the other will be chirping soon, so you just be ahead of the game.
That's right.
And these smoke detectors, I know you're trying to get them out there using the children to get them into the homes. They're not cheap anymore. These things are expensive.
That's where we try to get to the first graders at the school up here, Washington School. When they come out or we go to the school to meet with them, we try to make sure that every kid has a smoke detector. And actually, we're giving each one of them a smoke detector this year. And we will be going as Atlantic firemen. We will be pairing up in teams, and then we will actually go place those in the houses to make sure they're in the right spot, make sure they're working. We'll put them up and install them. So it's a great process. It's just, you know, that's where, you know, we just had our breakfast, annual donation breakfast. You know, that's where that money goes to, is to the kids fire prevention and stuff. So it's a great way for people to remember things, but then actually having the guys go to the house, see the kids, you know, putting it up, that those kids remember that.
Yeah, well, yeah, they do. Yeah, absolutely. That's, I mean, let's face it, we all, when we were little kids, wanted to go, you know, slide down the pole, pet the Dalmatian, ride on the fire truck. Those are things that are memories that stick with you for a long time.
Yeah, and the Sparky always makes it to the fire station this week of the year, and so Sparky's out there, and then Freddie the fire truck's always out there at the station, saying hi to the kids. So it's a great time out there. You know, they get some stickers and a hat maybe, and pins and whatever, but it's just the experience of going out and seeing that, you know, it's a great place to be, and, you know, so the kids are welcome anytime.
Well, being able to follow up, not just hand out the smoke detectors, but being able to follow up as a fire department to take the time to go out and actually do the install for folks, you know, maybe they don't have the means to do that. You know, not everyone has the extra money sitting around to buy and or have an installed smoke alarm. Or, you know, they just, it's, oh, great, it comes home and it ends up in a box sitting on a shelf somewhere. It just doesn't do anybody any good. And I'm sure that there are plenty of times you can recall over the years where you've showed up someplace to help folks when a fire breaks out, and there either are no smoke detectors there or they're just hanging open with no battery in them.
Many, many, many times that's happened. And that's, you know, the volunteers are great guys on the department, and that's where, you know, we'll set aside time and we'll hit each one of these houses and we'll meet with them and put them up wherever they want them or wherever we think, you know, would be a great spot to have them if they only have one or in their house. But it just, it's, you know, it is, it's disappointing to see, as much as it's is brought up and you need to do this and you need to do this, and you go into a house and you have a house fire and you walk in and the smoke detector is open and there's no battery, and it's like, you know, it could have been taken care of a lot sooner and a lot less damage than what it ended
up to
be.
You can't always stop the fire from happening, but you can at least try to minimize some of the damage, whether it be physical or, you know, people get hurt too in these things.
And minutes count, and that's what the biggest thing is if you do have a fire breakout in your house or garage or shed, yard, whatever it is, don't try to put it out yourself. Call, because those minutes count, especially in a house fire. As far as the it takes a matter of 3, 4, 5 minutes to have a working fire in a house, because there's so much stuff that's flammable in your house, curtains, furniture, you know, all the stuff people keep in their houses now, it's so flammable that it only takes less than 5 minutes. You can have a working fire in a house.
What about having fire extinguishers? Let me go back. What about having the right type of fire extinguishers in your home?
Yes, yes, and that's big. Everybody should have a fire extinguisher in their kitchen, and make sure that it is kitchen, you know, it's set up for a kitchen fire, for a grease fire, because it isn't going to do you any good to spray one on there that isn't set up for a grease fire.
Some of them can make it worse.
Exactly. You can spread it, you throw water on it, it ends up being twice as big. So just, it's just as easy to go to one of your local businesses here in town and grab a fire extinguisher. They're not that much money, and they'll be able to tell you right on there that it says this is for home, kitchen, whatever type of fire, so you know that fire extinguisher you can grab at any time and use on anything.
You bet. You mentioned the breakfast this last weekend. Pretty well attended?
We had a great turnout. I think we ended up with like 210 people showing up or something like that. So it was a great turnout. It was a great day. And we really want to, you know, express our thanks to those people that come out and see us on that Sunday before Fire Prevention Week, because it really helps with the monies that we spend throughout the week, because that fire truck is running around town for a week, 5 days. That truck is going everywhere in town. And I'm sure you've heard them. The old LaFrance, the parade truck's running around town hauling kids around, and the stuff that we give the kids out there, you know, that's where all that money goes.
You bet. Well, and the outreach part is always a positive, too. Most of the firefighters, we do have some paid full-time firefighters, but most of the firefighters on the force are volunteers. They're giving up a lot of their time. They're not just sitting around on the sofa watching TV waiting for the bell to ring. It's a lot of training and time spent. And if you appreciate all the work that they do, you could appreciate that back a little bit by supporting the parade, the breakfast, all the types of things that go on during the year. So,
yeah, and they, you know, as far as trainings, we have a lot of trainings out there. You know, one night a month is EMS training, and one night a month is fire training at least. And, you know, the guys spend a lot of time out. There's a lot of hours that people have no clue that the guys spend out there at the department away from their families and the kids and their wives and stuff, trying to get our training in, because, you know, the state's mandating all the training times for us now, and you have to have CEUs for EMS, you have to keep up, and you have to have so many a year. So it's really the state's crackdown, and it's just something that the guys really put their hearts into and give 100%.
You bet. But Saturday night's all about having some fun and recognizing some folks. So, again, Tom, give them the details about the parade Saturday.
The parade starts at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. Lineup starts at 4:30 at 3rd and Olive Street. Anybody who wants to be in the parade, just head down there. They'll get them set up. And pick a nice spot along the parade route. We go from 2nd and Walnut to 6th and Walnut, cross over to Chestnut, and then back down to 2nd and Chestnut. So grab a spot along the route. It's going to be a great night, and I think people will be very, very impressed with our attractions that we have for this year.
Very good. Fire Prevention Week, make sure you embrace that and figure out what it would take. Come up with a plan for your home, too. Don't wait for the kids to prompt you to do that. Come up with a plan so everybody's safe. Tom, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.